Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
To the Spirit Alive Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sister for this Wednesday, February 17th, 2021. Now, I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and I'm here with my beautiful sister, Evangelist Michelle Scott. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. So won't you please now bow your hearts with us as Evangelist Michelle takes us to the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. If we could all close our eyes and bow our heads as we go humbly before the Lord. Most gracious and loving Father, we come thanking you and honoring you, Father God, for blessing us with our health and our strength in another day. Lord, we just love you, and right now I stand in the gap for your children, asking that you bless those whom have been suffering from lack of faith and hope, Lord God. I ask that you rain down on them heavenly drops of faith and hope in you, Lord God, for your love is so precious, Father God, and having faith in you is sometimes hard for some. So I ask that you just touch those that don't have faith in you right now, Father, with that tender finger of love, and just open
yes,
up.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Let them know that you're standing right there with your arms open wide, Father God. I ask that you touch all the sick and bereaved and hurting people all over this
yes,
world,
Jesus,
Father God.
Touch, Lord.
I know you can, and I know you will. Just take care of that voided spot that's in their heart, Father. Remove the loneliness that they feel. Their stricken bodies with all kinds of illness and sickness that's going around, Father God. You know all about it. You knew this day would come from the day that they were born. I ask that you just reach down and heal whatever ailment that they're having, Father God.
Yes, Jesus. Amen.
Lord God, I ask that you just bless every child, every elder that walk around this earth, those that walk and those that are bed-stricken, Father God. I ask you go wherever they are and just whisper in their ear, letting them know that you are near, that you're only a whisper away, Father God. I ask that you just let them know that you're just a moment away. Breathe
yes,
on
Lord.
Them, Father God.
Thank
breathe.
You, Jesus. Amen.
Crown their heads to the sole of their feet, Father God. Let them feel your presence, Father God. Breathe on them, Father God.
Amen.
Let them feel that air that comes from your body. Let them feel it all over them, Lord Jesus. We're having
thank you,
tough
Lord.
Times, Lord God, and they need
in
to
the
hear
name.
From you. Some people need to just know that you're near. They don't feel it anymore, Father God. So I just ask that you let them feel your presence. Those that have been
yes.
sick in their bodies for a very long time, they don't feel that they can be healed, Father God. They need to know that it's not for naught, Father God. Let them know
my Lord.
That someday they may
help
be healed.
Jesus.
It will be yours.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, touch them as you can.
In Jesus' holy
Father
name.
God, I
yes.
ask that you just bless our nation's capital, Father God. Bless all of those that are in the White House right now. Let them know that it's not over. It's not over. They still have a mighty work to be done, Father God. And I ask that you bless every member here of Spirit Alive, Father God.
Yes,
and let
Jesus,
them know
touch.
That all
Amen.
Work is not done. We have a mighty work to be done. I ask
yes,
you bless
Jesus.
The mighty woman of this ministry and help her to keep her hands and feet still in you, Lord Jesus, for she still has mighty work to be done. And
yes, Lord. Amen.
Get it done, Father God. Continue to keep her feet standing firm on the ground, Father God, and her eyes stayed on you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
continue
Lord. Thank
keep,
you, Jesus.
Keep the mighty people around her, Father God. Keep her, keep the people around her healthy, Father God. Those
yes,
that are
Lord.
Ill, Father
in
God,
the name of Jesus.
Strengthen them. In the name of Jesus, strengthen their bodies and those that feel that they're weakened. Father, give God, give them better faith in you.
Well,
put their faith
amen.
In you, Father God.
Yes,
they
Jesus.
Have to be
amen.
Stronger in you, Lord Jesus. We ask that
yes.
the people that are listening today all over the world take heed to what's about to be said, Father God, and let them know that this is coming from you. Let the words
amen.
That come across our lips be heard by their ears. We pray
yes,
this in
Lord.
All things in your daughter, Son Jesus' name. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
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 And glory to God. Yeah. Well, it's entitled, When God Says Wait. Now, when it comes to prayer life, God can answer our prayers in several ways. He can say yes, he can say no, or he can say wait. But most of us, we don't like to wait. We often get frustrated just waiting in a line at a fast food restaurant. Or if we get behind a slow car in a fast lane, we have a fit. We are always in a rush to get to the next place or the next thing. And unfortunately, this mindset often carries over into our spiritual lives with us rushing to the next big thing. We're looking for the next big thing. We want the next big thing. But while most of us are in a hurry, it seems God is usually not ever in a hurry. You see, the scriptures say he is slow at going about things. It seems he always has a plan, purpose for everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The problem with waiting is not having all the details. Now, from our perspective, we have everything figured out, and we want God to move within our time frame. But saints of God, he never, ever, rarely does things according to our time frame. And because of this, we can easily get discouraged. And if we aren't careful, we'll think he's mad at us or that we're being punished. In the Gospels, we see this happening to Mary and Martha while they are waiting on Jesus to come and heal their brother Lazarus. When Jesus finally shows up, he is accused of taking too long. God always has a good reason for making us wait. Waiting is a part of life and one of God's tools for developing our character. The Bible is full of stories of people having to wait on God, such as Noah, Abraham, Moses, Joseph, David, Daniel, Jesus, Paul, and the list goes on. But in studying the lives of these great people, I'm going to share with you at least five reasons that God makes us wait. Waiting reveals our true motives. You see, waiting has a way of bringing out the best and the worst in people. People who don't have good motives won't wait long because they're not interested in the commitment it takes to see something through. They're too interested in short-term gains or success. Most of us have good intentions, but a lot of what we want to accomplish is an attempt to make a name for ourselves or for our own soul. It hurts to say this, but it's often true. Two, waiting builds patience in our lives. Patience in waiting for small things leads to having patience in the bigger things. If we can't wait for God to do small things, we certainly can't wait for something bigger. Our problem is our perspective is usually wrong. Mm-hmm. See, we tend to think the bigger things in life are like finances and possessions. The bigger they are, the more we're being blessed. While God thinks influencing and changing people is more important. Three, waiting builds anticipation. Why do you think kids get so excited around Christmas? Because the wait has produced anticipation. We tend to anticipate things, and we appreciate them more the longer we have to wait. You know, there was a few years ago, I was going through a difficult season, and I lost my husband, and I was living alone and dealing with the financial things that came along with just having one income. But during that whole time, the Lord assured me that it was going to be all right. Now, it may have took a whole year for some income to come into my house, but when it finally got there, oh, I was so happy. I couldn't hardly contain myself. I couldn't wait to go out and bless somebody. And we need to remember that God is never disappointed in us, because having to wait, so, you know, we don't need to think that because we have to wait on something that, you know, God is somehow disappointed. You know, like I said, when we have to wait, the longer we wait, the more we tend to cherish and take care of whatever it is that God has provided. People tend to cherish things they have to wait for. Four, waiting transforms our character, as I said earlier. Waiting has a way of rubbing off the rough edges of our lives. Most of us know the story of Moses delivering the Israelites from the Egyptians. It's a grand story of God doing great miracles. But few sermons talk about Moses having to wait in the desert 40 years before God came to him. God used this time of waiting to transform his character. We know this because when he was a young man, he was brash and impatient. In his impetuousness, he killed a man and hid the body. When his sin was made public, he ran for his life and was exiled to the desert. When he was given a second chance, he opted to do it God's way and in God's time. And in the end, the Israelites were delivered from slavery, and Moses became a great leader. Waiting transformed his life, and it will do the same for you and I. Also, waiting builds intimacy and dependency upon God. The reason we are able to read about the great men and women of the Bible is because they all have one thing in common. They were all people who learned that their success in life was directly proportionate to their intimacy and their dependency upon God. For them, a relationship with God wasn't a get-rich-quick scheme. For many of them, it was a matter of life and death. Waiting during the difficult times developed our relationships with God. Some of the most intimate relationships we have in our lives are because of friends still in the trenches with us during the heat of battle. Maybe this is what the scripture means when it says we have a friend that sticks closer than a brother in Proverbs 18 and 24. The reason we get to read stories of great men and women is because they went through the difficulties of life with God. And in the end, they enjoyed the process with God and the promise of God. I've always believed God is just as interested in the journey as he is in the final destination. If not, all the biblical accounts would only include the feel-good parts and not the good, the bad, and the ugly of the times of waiting. We may not always understand why we have to wait, but the good news is that God never asked us to wait without him. So, do you believe God will give you the desires of your heart if you delight in him? Even if you do, waiting for them can sometimes be painful. You might get discouraged, wondering if God will answer your prayers, or you could become angry when you see him blessing others with the very thing that you would like to have. How can you, as a believer, thrive in the midst of the painful season of waiting? Well, The scripture says God's love surpasses our knowledge and takes strength to comprehend. That's found in Ephesians 3:18-19. See, we may not be consciously aware that we are doubting his love for us until we hear someone else describing their view of God's love for them. I have found that instead of worrying about our future, we should be peacefully content because we are confident in our Father's God's extravagant love for us. See, I realize that if we are truly confident in his great love for us, we don't have to worry about anything, not the past, not the present, or the future either. And as we begin to have a deeper upper understanding of his love, our anxiety over any situation should start to disappear. Now, I want to share with you a scripture that always blesses me during hard times. And I'm going to read it from the English Standard Version because I like that version. It says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. That's 1 John 4:18. Now, the insight of this passage is absolutely mind-blowing. Because as God is perfecting an understanding of his great love for us, our fears are being eliminated. When you start to feel sad or worried, stop and ask yourself, am I doubting that God loves me and has a good plan for my life? And if you are doubting, take a moment to confess and repent in those moments, because that will keep us you securely anchored in his love. We need to remember this also. God has already given us many good gifts. Sometimes we can get so focused on that one thing that we want that we forget to be thankful for all the things God has already provided. I always try to remember, focus on, and celebrate the good gifts God has given me and not what I'm hoping for in the future. God promises to give good gifts to his children when they ask, as recorded in Matthew 7:9-11. However, we need to be mindful of James 4:3, where we need to check our motives in our asking. Because some of the things that we ask for, not only do we not need, but they are really becoming an idol to us. We need to remember that God's plan for our lives is according to his purpose and his will, not ours. This truth has taught me to give up any illusion of control, completely surrendering to him. And I've started focusing on who is in the mirror instead of looking out the window, comparing my life to other people. We are each unique, and God wants us to trust him to decide what is best for each of us. Because I don't have any kids and my husband has passed away, I have more time to invest in ministry. God has given me eyes to see how he is using me in this season to give birth to and to nurture spiritual children. He has also shown me that he will fulfill my desires when they line up with his will, and I completely trust him to bring them into fruition. Because God's will for our life is to glorify him. Now, unfortunately, many well-meaning Christians are peddling the false teaching of the health and wealth prosperity. This teaching seems to assert that God's will is for us to receive everything we want. Okay, that's not true. That's a lie straight from the pit of hell. And when I encounter people like with this theology, what they usually want to fire at me is this: if you were really being blessed by God, you wouldn't be going through this struggle. But what I know is that waiting on God is a normal part of the Christian life. And scripture is full of teaching on how to endure and persevere amid our less than perfect circumstances. We should remember the example of the prophets in Job who endured great suffering for the Lord. In the case of infertility specifically, there are numerous examples in Scripture: Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, Hannah, Elizabeth, and others. Many of these women eventually conceived spiritual leaders who greatly glorified God, including Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Samuel, and John the Baptist. We need to remember that God will use our pain as part of our ministry. The purpose of our affliction is so that we will experience God's comfort, and then we will be able to comfort others with the comfort that we have received directly from God. God has given me many scriptures that have comforted me for very specific situations. Therefore, I have been able to comfort others who are struggling with various trials by simply sharing my story of how God has comforted me, how he has brought me out. I'm always amazed at the ministry opportunities that you can find just by being willing to take a moment and begin a conversation. The other thing we need to do is be honest with God. God doesn't need us to put on a happy face. Because especially when he knows we're not happy. The book of Psalms is full of examples of God's people pouring out their hearts to him. One psalmist wrote, this is found in Psalm 77, "In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. In the night my hand was stretched out without weariness. My soul refused to be comforted." So while we wait, we need to pour out our heart to God and allow him to encourage us. We need to confess our frustration, our anger, our discouragement, our bitterness. We need to repent. And if we refuse to express our genuine feelings toward the Lord, then we won't experience the full measure of his grace and comfort. Then while we wait, we need to trust that God has a purpose for his delay. We must remember that while we wait, God is working behind the scenes on our behalf. So we need to give God time to arrange every detail so we will receive his best. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose for us. That is in Romans 8 and 28. So we know we just need to stand and trust that God has a reason for the delay. Okay? Then while we waiting, instead of pouting and negating, what we need to be doing is serving the Lord. One of my friends really wants to be married. She really does. But she isn't letting that stop her from serving God overseas as a single person. In Peru, she led a Bible study, served at a mission church, and organized creative outreaches such as English as a second language. She loves going to other countries, meeting new people, and working with them. Now, maybe God's not calling you to serve as a full-time missionary, but I came to tell you tonight you can still look for ways to reach out to others. One of the most loving things that we can do for others is to pray for them. We can call and check on folks. We can make food and take it to them. Even during this time of the pandemic, there are plenty of ways to serve God. And please, please don't wait for God to fulfill your desire before you decide to serve him. And then don't forget to ask God while you wait to supply your needs. God wants us to view him as our ultimate source, as recorded in 1 Timothy 6 and 17. What do you feel you lack because God hasn't met your desires yet? You need to go and ask God to supply the need right where you are in whatever way he chooses to do. You have to be like the lady in Matthew in chapter 7 when she said, "Lord, any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied." And then say to God, "Why are you waiting?" Instead of doing all that looking, you need to be preparing yourself for God's answer. Do you want to be married but haven't met Mr. or Miss Wright yet? Instead of begging God every other day, "When I'm going to get my husband, when I'm going to get my husband, when I'm going to get my wife, when I'm going to get my wife," you should be reading some books on Christian dating and marriage. You need to be learning how to work through conflicts with your close friends and family, because if you can't work through conflicts with them, you're not going to be able to work through conflicts with the spouse. Do you want to have a baby, but your spouse isn't ready yet? Well, you need to talk to your friends with children. Start asking them about parenting, or read books on pregnancy or child reading. rearing, excuse me. Do you want to earn a raise or promotion? Well, maybe you need to invest in further education and then work diligently in your current position. See, by preparing ourselves, we accomplish two things. We demonstrate faith that God will fulfill our desire, and we will be prepared for success once our dream comes true. Then, while you wait, look for ways to enjoy life again. Some of us, we want all kinds of things, you know. But we think we want certain things. But we need to stop and think about what's really best in the sight of God. We need to stop not only and just look around ourselves and celebrate what God is doing in our lives right now. You know, I walk around my little apartment and I praise God because I'm in here by myself. I'm warm. I've got plenty of food. I love my ministry. I love my ministry family. I'm not going crazy during COVID because I am busy, too busy doing ministry to worry about it. So I'm learning how to enjoy my life right now because my Jesus said that he came to give me life and life more abundant. Okay? So I'm going to be looking at all the ways I'm living an abundant life right now. Too many Christians, when they pray, you know, they pray with this attitude like, well, I'm going to have to wait till I get to heaven to get some certain things. No. All you need is the presence of Christ in your life to have an abundant life. And then, saints of God, like I said, we need to learn how to be more thankful. When we maintain an attitude of gratitude, we are showing God that we believe his promises and that we know that his word is always true. Would you like to feel more satisfied in life? Then I suggest you do a journal or write a gratitude list or verbally thank God every day for specific blessings. You know what? When you start doing that, I'm telling you, you will be happier than you've ever been in your situation while you wait on your dream. And then we need to find our contentment not in things, not in people, but in the Lord. Because we often think like this: life will be so much better when the kids have grown up, or right, things will be so much better when we get out of debt, or things will get so much better when I start preaching everywhere and people know my name. However, if you've lived long enough, you know that once your dream comes true, it will come with its own set of challenges. The Apostle Paul discovered a more solid base for contentment. In Philippians 4:11-12, he wrote, I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. Saints, what we need to do is ask God to show us how to be content in our current phase of life. Then, when he gives us our heart's desire, our contentment will be firmly grounded in Jesus and not in the thing, not in the act, not in the person, but in Jesus. See, the Lord doesn't want us to be miserable while we wait for our heart's desire. But we have to make the most of the season of life, and we have to entrust our dreams to the one who gave them to us. So if you're going through a difficult time in life and your heart is breaking, sometimes there is no quick fix. Sometimes God might simply be saying, wait. When we remain faithful, God will bring us through the storm. Life is not easy, but God is worth everything. Whatever we sacrifice for God in this life, we will receive so much more in eternity. As Ephesians 3:20-1 states, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power of his work within us, To him be the glory in the church and in Jesus Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So now we have heard about what to do. We have heard why God might have us wait, and now we've heard some things that we can do while we wait. But now we're going to kick it out to our Christian reporter in the field with some daily applications. So come on in the room, Evangelist Michelle Scott.
Thank you so much, Bishop. That was great. I loved it, especially the gratitude list. I need to, because I'm grateful for a lot of things, so I need to start putting them down. So I thank you for that. I appreciate it. Now, when God tells us to wait, oftentimes we want to know, like, why? You know, why do I have to wait? And when we're waiting, first we must know that we now have a decision to make. And when God says wait, we can only control two things: how we wait and what we become while we wait along the way. Why God wants us to wait? Well, God uses seasons for waiting to prepare us for what's coming. God wants us to draw closer to him. While we're waiting during this time, during this season, we're going to call it a season. So while we're waiting during this season, God wants to use this time for us to draw closer to him. You know, like Bishop was saying, like my sister was saying, don't draw closer to things. Don't draw closer to things or draw closer to people and start praising things and people. God wants you to draw closer to him, okay? So use this time to draw closer to him. And what God does is, while you're waiting during this time, is he wants you to begin to become more patient, you know, because some of us, we are just on our wit's end, or we're real nervous, or we're real antsy and things like that. So we need to try to calm down and to calm ourselves down and, you know, be more patient and be more in the Lord. Get yourself calm during this time and get your prayer life together. If you don't have a prayer life, get a small quiet room somewhere or quiet space somewhere where, if you have children, where the children aren't playing around a lot, where you can just be alone, some alone time to yourself, where you can really have a conversation with the Lord. Because then maybe you can talk to him and say, Lord, you know, what is going on? You can ask him and have a conversation with him yourself. And maybe he will talk to you in the stillness of the day or the night, and he will answer you. And then you will better have a better relationship with him. So use this time to draw nearer to him and let him draw nearer to you. So use this time for that, because that's what the Lord wants you to do during this time. Okay? And
amen.
Still, while we are being, while we're being patient and we are waiting, we need to don't fight against yourself, okay? Because sometimes, you know, we'll start trying to think of any kind of reason why, you know, why I'm not getting what I want, you know, because sometimes some of us have been so spoiled when we were kids. Our mother got us everything, our fathers got us everything. And oftentimes, sometimes as adults, we are used to getting everything. So now this may be the first one and only time you didn't get what you wanted. And so now it could be the perfect time for you to stray away from God. Well, he didn't give it to me. There isn't a God. So now you're going to lose your faith. You know, there's not a God. He didn't give me what I wanted. No, there's a God. But like Bishop said, you know, my sister said, he either says yes, no, or wait. You know, your wait might be a week. It might be a day. It might be a year. You know, we don't have the time. You know, we can't tell the time constraint. We can't put a time constraint on God. Whether he wants it to be a year, 2 years, 5 years. Look how long Abraham waited for a son. Now, he waited. He wanted an heir, and he waited. So if anybody can wait, he waited. We can wait. you know, but we have to not be so impatient. We have to stop being so impatient and learn to be patient, okay? So we can't fight and struggle. We just have to be patient and wait on God. And remember, the Lord is good on those who hope in him. The Lord is good to those who hope in him. It is good for us to wait and not always begin to be given everything, like I was saying before, and complacent on that fact. A lot of us, sometimes we want and hope, like she was saying, we hope on things. We hope, women, hope for a husband that's going to spoil us. Some men, you hope for a wife that's going to cook and clean and all of that and never want anything but to just take care of you. What about taking care of her? What about making some of her dreams come true? It has to be even Stephen in the marriage, you know. So we have to think about, we have to think about that. It isn't just not a one-way street. If you want something that's going to last, you guys have to love each other and do for each other. You know, you have to like some of their likes and you have to like some of your likes. So it goes both ways. Although God has his timing, we have to go on God's timing. We can't go on our timing. And God's timing is perfect. We can't say that God's timing isn't perfect. His timing is perfect. Our timing is not perfect. Everything about God is perfect. It is loving, it is wonderful, and it is perfect. Just because we can't get what we want doesn't make him not perfect. He is perfect. We're the ones who aren't perfect. We're trying to get to where God is. When we don't want, when we don't get what we want and we don't do what God wants us to do, I mean, there are consequences when we don't do what God wants us to do. And one of them is that we bring pain upon others and ourselves. When we don't do what we're supposed to do, we bring pain upon ourselves. And if you have a husband or if you have a wife, you have children, they can suffer the pain. Some of that can fall, some of you not doing what you're supposed to do, you're not staying in line, you think it's just going to be you that suffer? No. Sometimes it can fall on others. Your blessings are delayed and are even denied. That's another one. And you're out of the will of God. Those are three things. You are out of the will of God. Your blessings can be denied or they can be delayed. And you can bring pain on others and on yourself. So we need not to be hasty. We need not to rush. We need to learn patience and to not be so hasty. Perfect example, stop rushing and buying houses just because what the Joneses are doing. We don't know what the Joneses are suffering each month to pay that note. They got a beautiful car next door, but we don't know what they have to do to keep it. So don't be so hasty. God is waking you up in the middle of the night for a reason, shaking you for a reason, because he's trying to tell you something. Be still and know. He's trying to talk to you. But if you try and get that perfect relationship with him, you can understand him. You can hear him. Get into your quiet place, and you can hear what the Lord is truly trying to tell you. You got to wait on the Lord before you start making these rash decisions in your life, people of God. We have to wait on him, and we can't just rush into, I want this and I want that. We have to wait on the Lord. I want to preach. I want to teach. I want children. I want this. I want to do this in the ministry. I want that. You have to wait. Go talk to your bishop. Talk to your pastor. Talk to him. Get somebody else's opinion. Talk to the Lord. Wait for the Lord to answer you. So just don't rush into things to you, Bishop.
Hallelujah. And glory to God. And just let me mention this, saints of God. One of the biggest reasons that we have to wait is because we pray without believing. We pray and then we immediately begin to fear that God is not going to answer that prayer. And what I want you to know and understand is this. You know, not only do we have to get our prayer life in order, we have to get our love walk in order if we want to have our prayers answered. We cannot go to God praying for this, that husband, that job, that house, that whatever, if we don't really believe that God can and he will do it. And sometimes we fear because we know that our souls are not where we used to be. We're shacking with poop. So how can we go ask to be about a marriage, pray for a marriage when we're all, if you're already out of order? You know, we want, you know, we're wanting, we want a son or a daughter. We walk around snapping at people all day, cutting them the ribbons. And you wonder why God isn't giving you a child. That we are living a righteous life before God. Living a righteous life before God. It's his righteousness. So I want you to examine yourself on the daily and just make sure that you are in position to receive that which you have asked God for. Because, see, when we pray to God, it immediately connects us to his power. And if we believe he's powerful, then we know we don't have any reason to fear. We don't have any reason to doubt. Sometimes all God wants us to do is say, he says to us, peace, be still. Because, you know, some of us get to moving and trying to do things in and of ourselves. So we just need to know that we're in a right place, praying according to his will and knowing that he will do what he has promised. Amen. So right now, if you're sitting in our studio and you would like to put your nugget on it, put your praise on it, touch and agree, if you will press your one, I will on your keypad, I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. If you are in our chat room and you would like to make a comment or you have a question, you can type it at this time, and I will relay that to the forum. And right now, if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, if you don't know how to pray, I just want you to know that we're here to help you to learn, to teach you. And if you don't know how to pray, one of the easiest things that you can do is go to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9, and there you will find the prayer, the model prayer that Jesus gave to all of us as his disciples. And you just begin to pray that prayer and ask the Holy Spirit to just come into your life and just begin to lead you. But you have to be hooked up to the source. You have to be hooked up to Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you are listening to this program on this evening and you do not know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, we pray that you would just stop, drop, and give him your life right now. We pray that you would make him your Lord and Savior and make him the head of your life so that you can pray to him And he can give you not only the desires of your heart, but he will provide everything that you will need. Hallelujah. He is standing at the door and he is knocking, waiting for you to answer. And all you have to do is say, come into my life and save me. And Jesus will enter into your life and he will come in with a big old welcome basket full of your salvation, your faith. Hallelujah. Grace, mercy, joy, peace, love, long, all of it, all the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You would just have a know a love that you have never known. So I just pray that you have given your life to, if you have given your life to Christ, hallelujah, we pray that you will continue to grow in grace. And if you have, and if you don't know him in the pardon of your sin, we pray that you give him your life right now. So we are going to go to our callers. And right now we're going to start with Mother Matt T. Scott. Mother Matt T., good evening, ma'am. Come on in the room.
Good evening, Bishop Cook.
Good evening.
Michelle Scott. And good evening to all the Spirit Alive family. You ladies spoke some powerful words. Not only me, but other people that heard are truly blessed. I know I'm truly blessed by listening to your words of wisdom, which is God's word. I tell you, both of you ladies, you couldn't have said no better. The prayer that you gave, Evangelist Scott, was a wonderful prayer. The sermon that you spoke, Bishop Cook, it's oh my goodness, it was just marvelous. It's just wonderful. And the same for you, Evangelist Scott. I tell you, the Lord is really using both of you, ladies. The Lord is really working with you and through you to bless other people. You know, it's just so wonderful, and it's true, because you ladies, you bring up different points that I've never heard before, and I just listen patiently, and it's so true. We have to wait on God. God's timing is above our time, and his thoughts are above our thoughts. God knows best for us. Sometimes we say, well, why did that have to happen? Why did this have to happen? Why did this person have to go and leave me? I'm talking about death. But see, God can see around the bend, around the cracks, the crevices. God can see way past the future. God knows best. We the one that don't understand. God says, I am that I am that I am. That's what God says. Yeah. I am that I am that I am. I am Alpha and I am Omega. I am the beginning and I am the end.
All right,
and
Mother.
We have to trust in Father God and King Jesus. We have to trust in him. Sometimes it gets, sometimes it gets scary, it gets dark, it gets bleak, and it gets pretty gloomy. I've been in many situations, and my mother before me, when my mom was living, same thing. But, you know, she just prayed to the Lord, and she just leaned and depended and trusted in him. And I do the same thing. And
amen.
Be light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
Just hold on. Don't give up. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't give up. Don't give up.
Amen.
People may say you won't make it. They may laugh at you. They may talk about you. But it's all right. Just hold on to the master's hand. Because when you hold on to
the master's hand,
he's going to take care of you. He's going to bring you through the storm, the rain, and all that. So, you know, you ladies said some powerful words. It can't be beat. It can't be beat. And it can't, it can't be beat. I mean, it cannot be beat. It was wonderful. I was truly blessed, truly blessed. And it makes me think about this pandemic. We just pray to the master, pray to Father God. When God is ready for this pandemic to go, and only when
it's
God is
going.
Ready for it to go, then it will go. Then it will go.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God takes care of his saints. God preserves his saints. He takes care of his
yes,
saints.
He
takes care of his people. And he preserves his saints. And I thank God for both of you ladies. I thank God for everybody at Spirit Alive, the Holloways, all of you all, Prophetess Data. I thank God for all of you all. God bless
you
all.
We love
you. God bless you
God
all.
God bless you, Mother Mike Matchy. God bless you.
God
we
bless
love you,
you
now.
And I love you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mother Givens, come on in the room.
Good evening, Bishop Cook.
Good evening.
And members.
of Sister to Sisters and those who are listening. At first, I want to wish my dear sister Michelle Scott and Reverend Scott a happy anniversary. And may God continue to bless you and keep you and have you see many, many more. And I just want to thank both of you for the message that you gave tonight. It was very enlightening, and it did uplift me and my heart. And I will continue to wait on God, because he has more for us than we know that he has. We just have to be patient and wait on the Lord. So thank you, and good night to all of you. Love you both, and all of those.
God bless you. We love you, Mother Givens. Thank you, ma'am. God bless you, beautiful woman of God. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to move on to area code 870, last four digits of your phone number, 8487. Good evening. God bless you.
Good evening. It's Evangelist Kimberly. How are you guys doing?
I'm blessed. Thank you. How are you?
Amen. I am great. I'm blessed. I wanted to honestly, truly say this word was like right on time. And I'm talking about suddenly. And I thank God for y'all's obedience, because I was literally in my living room an hour before we got on, and I was praying about a certain situation. And when you said purpose, plan, and for everything, like, we know that as Christians, but like you said, sometimes we don't have the patience. But I didn't understand with my daughter, because there's a, you know, certain situations that's going on back home with her, that I'm like, Lord, she needs to be up here with me. You know, you said that she was coming to be with me. But in reality, I'm not in position because of what's taking place in ministry right now and what's taking in the ministry with my mom. So I'm not really in position for her to come, but I know that God is making a way for me to be in position. And so, you know, that really, really just ministered to me, because I needed that. I needed to know that when I'm in position, my daughter will be with me and where she belongs. And I know until then, God's going to cover her. God's going to protect her. And she, you know, whatever she needs is going to be supplied, period. And so
amen.
I thank God, because I was literally crying, and I got up, and I haven't ministered in dance in over a year. And there was a certain song that came on, and I just got up and I started ministering to myself in dance, because I was like, Lord, I need you. I need you to come right now and tell me what needs to happen, because, you know, with the situation back home with my daughter, it's very touchy. And so I know that I could go right now and a judge would say, yes, she's going back home with her mother. But the thing is I'm not in position for her yet because of other things that are going on in my life. So I have to be patient and allow God to put me in that position, so that when I am in position, I can come, that she will be able to come back, period, with no doubt.
Amen.
And no question. So I want to thank you guys so much, because, I mean, that ain't, it was nothing but God, because I'm telling you, it was an hour before I got on. An hour.
Amen.
And so thank you guys so very much. And thank you for covering, you know, thank you, Bishop, for covering Gap and covering everybody. Thank you, Spirit Alive Network, and thank you for, you know, the other lady that spoke. You guys are amazing.
Amen. Thank you, babe. God bless you, Kimberly. Thank you, Evangelist Kimberly. Amen.
God bless you, too.
All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to bring a fella up in here. We need to hear from, we need to hear from a main, children. We need to hear from a main. Pastor Scott. Come on in the room.
Amen. Amen. This is a real good topic, because a lot of times we want to get, you know, what we want when we want it, because we think that it's supposed to be at that time because of the way we see our situation. But when you look at it in a 27 number song, what did David say? He said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen thine heart. And so we have to wait on the Lord for his decision. You know, but a lot of times we get caught up in the anticipation of the outcome. We see the outcome, but we don't acknowledge the process. And the process is what is trying to get us to learn so we can be ready.
Amen.
And so
that's right.
I kind of like that. Uh-huh. If you had an expensive, if you had a well-known painter that painted an expensive picture, it was going to be worth a lot of money, and you wanted to put it, you seen that, you anticipated it being on a certain place in your house on a wall, and you could see it there, and you're just ready for it, but the painter is saying you have to wait until the paint dries in order to move it, because if you put your fingerprints on it, it's going to be worthless. And see, when sometimes
That's right.
we put our fingerprints on what God is trying to do in our life, and when we put our fingerprints on it, we start messing stuff up. We start, our anticipation of it gets us going.
Mom.
We start touching things that we shouldn't touch. We start moving things that we shouldn't move. We start doing things that we shouldn't do in order to get the outcome, and when we get there, we find out that it's not worth what it would have been if we had it just
allowed
God
man,
to do
say that.
And allowed him to move in our life and allow him to work it out and wait on him and be of
hallelujah
and allowing him to strengthen our hearts in these times. So we have to, in other words, God is the one that is painting the picture in
Come
our
on.
Lives. God is mm-hmm. painting the picture yeah. in our lives. And God is saying, don't touch it because the paint is not dry yet. Your destination
Whoa.
Is not here yet. But just
not a preach.
The journey of allowing the paint to dry in your life, allowing me to seal the cracks in your life, allowing me to build Ooh. You up through your journey, and allow me to touch you and continue to keep you going when you're going through certain things. And so we have to wait on the Lord. And
yes, amen. Hallelujah.
And allow him to continue to move and direct and lead our lives. So I just wanted to say that because David waited a long time.
Hallelujah.
But he wasn't appointed until later, so he had to wait for his appointment. But he already knew, and he had anticipation. But what did he do? He allowed God to use him.
God.
In that
yes,
situation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Ooh, thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Amen, amen, Pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. See, iron sharpens iron. We get stirred up. We get happy because we know when we hear the truth, we know the truth when we hear it. Hallelujah. Minister Tina Brown, come on in the room, darling. We're glad you're here, by the way.
Hallelujah. Praise God. What a beautiful message that was. And you have been, both you and Michelle, sisters and sisters, have been just right on time, I tell you. I say let go and let God all the time. You know, God's masterpiece takes time sometimes, and it's not in our time. God's timing is always on time. He usually shows up at the 11th and a half hour. We cannot rush God as he's doing his masterpiece, because he is putting everything in order as the way it should be.
That's right.
Sometimes he says, wait for our good. If we force things, then he'll leave it. He'll let his hand off and let you experience what being impatient
Whatever.
Really is.
Yes.
Amen. So
Amen,
thank you so
man.
Much. That was, you both knocked it out of the park, and I just so appreciate you both. And I thank you so much for all your prayers for my husband. I really appreciate it. You all and my Spirit of Life family, and God bless you all.
God bless you, our darling. We love you, darling. We love you. Hallelujah.
Love you, love
Let's
you
go.
So much.
Let us
and
go on
was,
down to the Arizona.
Piglet was definitely listening, too, and he kept meowing
tell
at
my
you.
Nephew,
so I just
thank
want
you.
To know
tell
my
love,
love Bishop.
He sits and listens to my voice on the radio. He's
he
so crazy.
He loves you. Yes.
I love him too. All right.
Okay,
Sister Gladys, darling, come on in the room. I know she was here. Oh. Well, that's okay. We'll just keep it moving. My girl is probably having a technical difficulty, so we're just going to let Apostle Zeta come on in the room, Apostle.
Praise the Lord. This has been wonderful. I enjoyed every comment that I heard from everyone.
Amen.
Beautiful. This was a beautiful lesson for the night. we all have to wait sometimes.
Yes.
And I heard you speak quite a bit about patience, and you know, we definitely need to have patience, and we need to remember that it is patience is one of the fruits of the Spirit.
Yes.
And you know, the Lord wants us to be patient, and it pays off, as you were saying. It really pays off being patient.
Yes.
Waiting, patience is a virtue. Because
yes, it
if
is.
We move too hasty, we can make mistakes. You know, we might end up marrying the wrong person. You know, there are a lot of things that could happen if we are not willing to wait. And the other thing that bothers me about people not wanting to wait when they have asked God for things is the fact that if we ask Him and then we're not waiting, then we're not being obedient to Him. You
That's
know,
right.
Rushing and trying to do things on our
yes.
own, and that is not going to please God in any way. And that's one of the things that can hold up our blessings. And
yes.
Hold on, I think I need to move out of this room because. I'm
Amen.
Hearing some extra noise that I should not be hearing. I'll deal with it later. But anyway, it was good. Both
Amen.
You, Bishop, and Evangelist Michelle said a lot. I mean, it was really a blessing, everything. And, you know, you said when we're waiting, we need to look for ways to look for things to do. Okay, and other ways to enjoy ourselves and allow ourselves to be content.
Yes.
And you know, celebrate and know what God is doing right now. Appreciate what He's
yes.
already doing. Appreciate what He's already given. You know.
Yeah.
And then
right.
you know, think about what is your passion. Do that.
Yes.
Carry that out. What is your current passion? Maybe
yes.
you're. Not in the same season that you were in, but what is your passion now? What is upon your heart, you know, and allow God to help you to do that, you know.
Yeah.
I like what was said about Paul. He learned to be content. You
yes,
know,
he did.
Sometimes we're in the valley, but we got to learn to be content in the valley as well as
yes.
on the mountaintop. We
That's
need
right.
to learn how to be content when we're up or whether we're down.
That's right.
You know, and so because if we're trusting in God, we know that He's whatever our situation is, He's going to bless us in it and through it and out of it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay, just one more you were talking about fear. You know, that's a way to don't expect to be fearful. After we prayed and wondering if God is really going to do what you ask Him to do, because then we're not trusting, you know. We're
yes,
not trusting
that's right.
Him.
Come on.
And Evangelist Michelle was talking about patience and being humble, continuing to be prayerful. Stay on our knees during those times.
Yes.
Fast. Doing those signs.
Yes.
You know, we
yes.
can't make God do anything, but we can line ourselves up and put ourselves in position, by fasting and praying. And that way, you know, we're more content and waiting for Him to do what He promised to do.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen. And there's more, but I'm stopping.
Amen. Amen. Thank
praise
you. I praise God for the moving of His Holy Spirit because
amen.
It just, you know, iron sharpens iron.
But we are going to get to everybody. I want to get to everybody that wants to speak. I want you to have an opportunity to speak. If you would like to speak and you'd like to press your 1, hallelujah, I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. But while I scroll, well, let us go down to Arizona, to the Holloways. Prophetess and Apostle, if you are there, come on in the room.
We're here. We're in the room. Praise the Lord. God is good. God gave both of us the same scripture. We enjoyed it. This is a wonderful topic, waiting on God. And I love what Apostle Zeta said about wait before God in prayer and just stay before the Lord. Keep ourselves lifted. But God gave us this scripture in Isaiah 40. 29-31, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And the Lord was given Apostle. He had to leave, but he wanted me to tell Evangelist Kimberly that God is going to move soon. And as she was talking, I was looking down in my Bible, and he said, tell her, be of good courage. And that's in chapter 41. To tell her to be of good courage, and that's for all of us. Because we all may be waiting for something, and God just wants us to be of good courage while we wait and just stay before God and believe and know that God is bringing the answer to us. In Jesus' name, thank you, Bishop.
Hallelujah. You welcome, prophetess. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Let me just check, because we do have a member of our family. I want to make sure I get all the family members and all the listeners. Let me try my sister again. Minister Gladys, are you in the room with us, sweetheart? No. Okay. Just checking to make sure. Hallelujah. Well, we are now clear about some things we can do while we wait on the Lord. You know, we have a confidence. The Word of God says when we abide in the Lord and He abides in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. He didn't say it might be done or perhaps it will be done. He said it shall be done. And I want to speak to everyone that is still praying Chronicles 7:14, and you're asking yourselves, when is God going to heal the land? Well, we came to tell you tonight that God is already healing the land. And if we were to take our eyes off the television, off the social media, off of the newspapers, and put our eyes directly on God, we will see Him moving right now. He's healing the land right now. But we have to be, as the servant leaders here tonight have all said, we can't be afraid. And we've got to step into it. We have to be prepared. I've heard Apostle Holloway say we need to be preparing during this downtime. So when the COVID lifts and we go back to a more normalcy of life, we will be prepared to do what God has told us to do. So take this time to, one, as Evangelist Michelle said, get closer to God. Really talk to Him and listen. Part of praying, saints of God, is also listening. It's not just us talking, but it's us listening and obeying. So I pray that on tonight, you have learned some things to do while you're waiting on God. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I come before your throne of grace just thanking you for all the beautiful servant leaders, for every comment, Father God. Hallelujah. We just praise you, Lord God, that we are able to lift you up tonight, God. Hallelujah. We know that you are a way maker, Father God. We know that you are a promise keeper, and we can stand boldly knowing that you will do everything that you have said. I pray in the name of Jesus for every person that might have given their life to you on tonight. We pray, Lord God, that you would just, hallelujah, walk with them, and they would just allow your Holy Spirit to begin to do a work in them, to transform them, to heal them and deliver them, Father God, more into the likeness of your Son, Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that some saint who thought perhaps you were upset with them or you were punishing them now understands, Father God, that sometimes you just say wait because it will always be greater later. Sometimes, Father God, you just say wait because you have to prepare every detail so everything will work in perfect order when our dreams come true. We want to thank you, Father God, for loving us so much, hallelujah, that we can just trust you in all things. Lord, we just want to live for you. We just want to continue to glorify you. We just want to continue to lift up your holy name. We just want to continue, Lord God, to help your people to come to a better understanding of who you are. I want to thank you, Father God, for Mother Matt T and Mother Givens. I want to thank you for Evangelist Kimberly. I want to thank you for the Holloways. I want to thank you for my beautiful sister and co-host, Evangelist Michelle. I want to thank you for her wonderful husband, Pastor Jeffrey. I thank you for Apostle Zeta. I thank you for every member of the Spirit Alive family, Father God. I thank you that you use us all as a family, Lord, to come together and show the world our love. We come together and we praise your holy name. We touch and agree, Father God, and we just thank you. I pray your provisions fall fresh on every mother here, every servant leader here, every person here within the sound of my voice. I pray, Lord God, that you would bless them, pressed down, shaken together until running over. And Father, if you do say wait to them, I pray that they will glorify you all the more, knowing that you are going to do exactly what you said you will do. I pray that they would be thankful, Lord, and just begin to praise you for what you've already done. You gave your life, Father God, your King Jesus, so that we might live forever with you. And if you never give us anything else, Jesus, you have done more than enough. And we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. And we pray it all in your Son Jesus' name. Let the Church of God say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have been listening to Sister to Sister. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have been listening to Sister to Sister. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and I was joined by my beautiful co-host and sister, Evangelist Michelle Scott. We pray that you will continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. Hallelujah. And that you continue to walk with us here on the Spirit Alive Network. On tomorrow, you can join Dr. Agnesha Mathis, hallelujah, for Personal Growth and Spiritual Development Part 2. On Friday, you can hear the mighty man of God that was fired up tonight. Pastor Jeffrey Scott is going to bring us a Rhema word on Friday, so you can join him for every man standing in his place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And for more information about us, you can find us at www.spiritalivenetwork.weebly.com. Once again, I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, thanking all of you for listening. Again, continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Good night. Amen.
God bless you, and we love you.
God bless you. I love you. Good night.
And I love you as well.